Since March, the federal government has been intervening in the economy with an enthusiasm that was thought to have gone out of style. The Federal Reserve allowed investment banks to borrow from its discount window, and the Fed backed J.P. Morgan's takeover of Bear Stearns. The Treasury has now come to the aid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and the FDIC has taken over IndyMac. What should we make of these recent cases set against the well-known priorities of President Bush and his party? Is the ideal of less intervention, less regulation, no longer relevant to the economic problems at hand? We'll put some of those questions now to Jeffrey Birnbaum, who is financial reporter and columnist for The Washington Post. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Is intervention by the federal government back in style?
I think without question. Since the spring, every major reversal in the financial front has been met with a government answer. That's something that you wouldn't expect from the Bush administration or a Republican administration in general. But nonetheless, in order to keep the markets from declining precipitously, to reduce the volatility there, and to protect the U.S. economy generally, both the Treasury and the Bush administration and the Independent Federal Reserve Board have been working closely together to intervene as necessary to keep things on as even a keel as possible.
And would you say that that apparent conflict between practice and policy has been handled relatively gracefully in Washington, or is it difficult for the players?
It doesn't seem to be difficult at all, I have to say. The Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, has been given very high marks, certainly from Wall Street, for intervening when he had to in ways that were measured to protect both investors and taxpayers to the extent that he could. That's a very difficult balancing act. And I think what's also been a hallmark here is that Paulson and Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke have worked very closely with both Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill to make sure they're all on board with whatever actions they took.
In your story yesterday in the Washington Post about Freddie Mac, you quoted Lee Hoskins, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, saying, I quote now, "Someday this capitalistic economy, or what we used to call the capitalistic system, needs to get back on track, and that means failure. You can't have risk-taking without failure."
Well, that's right. There is some backlash from conservatives who think that this balancing act tipped much more toward the federal government than it should, and that the capitalist system is not being allowed to operate the way it has to, which is to correct itself. I think that Paulson and Bernanke would argue that staying out of the markets, whether it was Bear Stearns back in March or now with the mortgage finance companies, that staying out would be far too risky for everyone involved. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are very huge players in the mortgage markets in particular. And if they were to really fail or come close to failing, the consequences could be catastrophic.
Sounds like what you're saying is, regardless of the approach that people intellectually might favor, some things are just too big to be allowed to fail, and therefore you'd better be pragmatic and bail them out.
Pragmatic is exactly the word that I think applies in this case. There is not an absolute black and white view of the economy through a philosophical perspective here. There is a view about what has to be done, what works. By these sort of light-handed promises of intervention, that's really what happened over this weekend, for the Treasury and the Federal Reserve to help if needed. On Monday, the sale of about $3 billion in debt by Freddie Mac went smoothly, and that was exactly what the federal officials were hoping for as they worked all weekend to try to come up with the package they did.
Well, Jeff Birnbaum, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Birnbaum, financial reporter and columnist for The Washington Post.